providing Houston sports radio excellence for 14 years and counting. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Well, and that is the thing. We're just watching Jameson Williams go down last night.
That was...
And now nobody's ever going to play in the national championship again because I'm not going to risk it. Nobody wants to play in the game anymore because you could get
Jameson
hurt.
Was a top, I don't know, he's a first-round pick. I can't tell you exactly where I thought he was going to go, but he's a first-round pick. If it's an ACL, and I haven't heard confirmation, but you could see something snap in his knee and when it was slow motion. Let's say it's an ACL, because he was walking around after the injury. He was able to walk around some, which also happens with ACLs. And Michi also has an ACL tear. It's not the end of the... Michi's going to decide whether to come back or not. You know how I know? Because I talked to a guy who might be his agent who said, well, he's deciding right now. Jameson Williams is going to decide to. They could go back to school. But, you know, with the fifth year in the first round, if you draft him, you got a redshirt year. And based on the time you come back from injury, I could actually... Now, we're into mid-January, but I could actually see Jameson Williams being on a pup list and coming back next year as a wide receiver, like in an NFL, for an NFL team. Mm-hmm. I think he's still a first-round pick, even with the injury. I don't think it's going to matter because the first round gives you 5 years instead of four. So I think it behooves a team. And that's the thing. You're going to mess around and let him fall to the back end of the first. We're a good team. We're like the Chiefs will go, thank you so much for letting us get Jameson Williams. Yeah. This is amazing. We'll just redshirt him next year, and then we will bludgeon you into eternity with Tyreek Hill, Jameson Williams, and Travis Kelce. Yep. After this. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, he probably does fall, and it probably...
I don't
it
think
was
outside
a shame.
Of the first.
It was a shame because after that, I mean, after losing Mechie, and
how do you score?
And then, yeah. And
that Williams, was unbelievable. Yeah. That was unbelievable that they were able to keep moving. But Brian Robinson had a little moment there.
Brian Robinson, they ran for 30 yards. They ran for 30 yards.
30 yards. Brian Robinson had 67 yards rushing.
They take off the
sacks. Yeah.
30 total yards. Yeah. Bryce Young was minus 43. They ran for a total of 30 yards yesterday. You ain't winning that game, Bill O'Brien. I hate to see Bill O'Brien lose. I just hate it. It irks me. I can't tell you how much I just hate that.
It's not my job to do that.
It's not. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here to hang with us here on ESPN. Oh, by the way, our Houston Rockets played last night. Did you see that? No.
Yeah. Did you see the crowd at the tip?
Packed.
The Texans were like, "What is this? Where are all your fans?" No, not packed for Phil. And that was Philadelphia. Like, that's a team with Joel Embiid that you might want to go see.
Well,
there might have been a Daryl Morey sighting.
The Rockets are a big draw. Big draw.
Well, you said there was a pretty good crowd when you went the game before.
It was here. What are you talking about?
That's what I mean.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, there might have been a Morey sighting back here.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, you said the game before here.
I don't think Daryl walks in that building. Did he? Was he there? Does anybody know?
Yeah, I bet Daryl came back for...
I don't know.
I bet he came back for the road game. Why not?
Because I don't think he's on the best...
Well, that's not like...
It's the best of terms. I don't think...
So? You can't stop Daryl Morey. That's why he would come in.
No, you can't, but...
What, is Tillman going to have him kneecapped?
Do you want that awkwardness? Do you want that office if you're Daryl?
He just goes in the building. Yeah. He's friends with Rafael Stone and a lot of the guys on the staff. Absolutely. I absolutely think he does. He's friends with the people in the Rockets organization.
Yeah. No, except,
I don't know how often the GMs make road trips, but I don't know. I have no idea. How often do NBA GMs make road trips?
I think they go to different places. Yeah, I think they do.
I could 100% see him coming back here saying hi to the people he worked with. He built out the Rockets. They're still primarily in place behind the scenes. I can 100% see him doing that. Does Tillman hate him that much?
I don't know. I think there's some bitterness there. I would
about what?
Well, leaving him in a lurch the way he did.
Well,
paying $91 million to John Wall. Darryl is directly responsible for that.
But if I'm Darryl, I don't care. He sat next to Moore at the game last night.
Oh wow, Will. Hey, Will, get in here. How you doing, Will?
Hey guys, good morning. We were just calling in to answer your question. We were at the game last night, and Maury was there, and he was sitting next to Rafael Stone pretty much all night. So he was there talking to Rockets GM. Not sure the conversation, but he was definitely there.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're good. They're real tight.
Rafael worked for him for 15 years.
Yeah, they're very tight. Daryl put together the whole building.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
Congratulations. Look at the building.
No, they had a lot of success for quite a while.
No, right. And this is how he left it.
Well, I mean, you have to go through this. So what? If you're Daryl, you're going to come and you're going to see your boys.
Because
how often do you get to see them? Not much.
I'll tell you this.
Especially through
COVID. The last two nights, Christian Wood against Karl Anthony Towns and Joel Embiid.
Oh,
boy.
Does he look like Max Dollar to you?
He just is getting worn out.
See a rim protector and Max Dollar defender?
Nice. Ugh. Gosh, it's been ugly the last two nights watching how dominant big guys.
Those are two pretty elite big men.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, they're best of the best.
Well.
But that's how you're judged.
Well, there's more really good big men in the league. Look at Denver. I mean, there are plenty of guys that, and that's the way the Rockets just can't compete. They got to, you know what? This draft, though, I'll tell you this. I mean, there are some really good. If the Rockets end up with number one, it could be Jabari Smith, number one out of Auburn.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
With some game. He's 6'10" and he's got game.
Listen, this
now,
is
everybody. You know, everybody thinks it's the kid out of Duke or Gonzaga.
I just want it to be a good one.
Yeah, I don't want the stick man from Gonzaga.
Okay, I'm over these winning streak. This winning streak crap.
Well, don't worry. The Rockets are over it, too. Don't worry about that.
Are we done with win streaks?
Yes.
Are we all done?
Yes, we're all done with that. Hey, there's a when we come back, there is a big story going on in tennis that will actually, we're going to call Ken Hoffman because he's our tennis expert. We'll do that. There's a huge story
going on.
The
Djokovic stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do that on the other side right here on ESPN. Get Ken Hoffman back on the show. Anybody? You miss Kenny, don't you? I like to call him Kenny.
We don't see him anymore.
No. We used to see him here every day. He did a little radio show with Raheel. You'll remember that. He had a lot of strippers and stuff on the show back in the day. It was a great show.
It was a different show.
Yeah. And that's why the camera. Actually, Ken Hoffman was the reason that the camera was put in here.
Brittany's bod.
That happened. That happened right here.
That was there.
Happened on 1560, not on ESPN 97.5.
Right.
But that was back in the day. We'll talk to Ken Hoffman on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now I'm talking about my man Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. And no matter what it is that you need done, what's your laundry room look like? What do your walls look like? Because Jeff can fix that. Jeff can fix those countertops. It's Absolute Marble and Granite. But he does it all remodeling. It doesn't matter what it is that you need remodeled or built, because he can do that. If you don't have that outdoor patio or pool, Jeff Aronoff is here for you. He'll put in all the tile. He'll put in the entire kitchen. He'll design it for you. He'll help you pick the patterns. He'll help you pick whatever it is that you want, the stone, the marble, whatever it is. It's unbelievable right now how nice you can make your outdoor kitchen and patio look, because it's what he's doing every single day. And it's huge jobs only, big jobs only. What is it that you need done? And Jeff Aronoff is here for you. All you got to do is give him a call, get that 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years,
Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, well, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This story was first brought to my attention on Twitter by Ken Hoffman, as a matter of fact. It was Novak Djokovic, and Ken was none too pleased with the fact that it looked like the Australian Open was going to let Djokovic play without being vaccinated.
Preferential treatment
for him. And then, and they said, yes, you can come and play, and then Australia said, no, stopped him at the border, you can't enter, sorry, you're not coming here. But then, another twist, a couple of days ago, a judge ruled, or maybe it was yesterday, a judge ruled that, yes, he can play. Australia can't stop him from coming into the country. So all kinds of twists and turns. And Ken Hoffman is joining us right now here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Ken, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, Ken. Long time no talk. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, Lance.
Is everything going well with you these days?
Excuse me?
Is everything going well with you these days?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. How's your family?
We're doing good. We're good. I'm looking forward to finally getting to have a little, you know. We got a lot of different things that we can get to.
No. We got, well, let's, okay, so.
Let's start with the tennis, but I mean, I've got some other things that I think will.
So, no, you know what? I forgot this is tennis. Bye. Hang up on him. You know what? I forgot. No one gives a rat's ass. That's my bad. That's on me.
Wait, Ken?
He's
gone.
I forgot it was tennis.
Ken?
Ken.
Ken?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I apologize putting everybody through that.
Wait a minute. You just hung up on him?
Well, we can't get this segment back now, can we?
You just hung up on Ken Hoffman?
You know, I forgot we were talking about tennis. That was on me. You know what? This whole thing is on me.
He just got up to get on the show and you hung up on him?
I don't know what he's doing. What, I didn't know. I don't. You know what?
I had some things I was. Okay.
All right.
On to the next thing, I guess.
Please have Hoffy on for multiple segments. Hoffy's great. He is great.
Apparently.
Love Hoffy.
I don't know. He just whacked. Oh, I forgot this is.
I forgot we were talking about tennis. Ken Hoffman is the guy that took KJ to Dubai. He took Raheel and KJ.
Hold on. What?
Yeah.
What do you mean he took KJ and Raheel to Dubai?
You know Ken Hoffman. He did all kinds of trips that. He's got like a Burger King for life card. You know, he can. All these countries wanted him to come and visit and write about him. And they to get
you just hung up on him.
Well, I know. But
Twitch is like.
Well, because it was tennis.
LOL, cancel JG. Give him a raise. Awkward. What just happened?
I don't know. I just thought we were talking about tennis too long. You know what?
How did he go to Dubai? How did that. What was the angle?
Get Ken Hoffman back on the phone, and we won't talk about tennis. We won't talk about tennis with him.
All right, get him back on the phone.
Get him back. Call him back, and we won't. Let's make sure we don't talk about tennis. Okay. So anyway, he can tell the story. See, Hoffy got all kinds of free trips all over the world, all the time, and he actually got KJ a free trip. And Raheel, I think, too.
Cougars tonight.
Yeah. But I think it was KJ and Raheel. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was KJ and Raheel. Anyway.
To Dubai.
Here he is. Ken Hoffman is back. Hey, Ken, I apologize. We were talking about tennis.
I think
we
got disconnected. We were in a tunnel.
Yeah, was that me or was it you?
No, I don't
know. No, it was your.
I don't know. Something I think that was our connection.
Did the phone bank go down? Yeah. Okay. Now you're back.
No, our phone won't let us talk about tennis that long. So we apologize for that. It has an automatic shutdown mode if you try to talk about tennis. So
yeah, I didn't see that coming, by the way.
So KJ says that you took him to Dubai.
Yes. Okay, well, real quick. I got an invitation to go to Dubai to do a travel story, and it was a plus one. So I was very surprised. I asked around the station. A lot of the guys didn't have a passport. So, you know, I was kind of, he's not there, is he? I was kind of desperate. So I asked KJ, and he just jumped at it. So KJ and I went to Dubai.
That sounds and you and KJ just wandering around Dubai, Sounds, you know what? Never, you know what? Hang up. That's enough Dubai talk. We can't.
Did you just hang up on him a second time?
I didn't want to talk about Dubai that long. I honestly didn't. So,
hang up on him. Oh my gosh!
Oh, no. Wait, is he still there? Hello, hello, Ken.
No, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Oh no!
Sorry,
you should have hung.
Art, hey, Art wants to know how Andrew's doing.
He's working at HPU, and he's in grad school, and you know, working in the athletic communications department at HPU.
Is he working for Lance Berkman?
I think there's some contact there. Yeah,
is there? That's awesome. Yeah. Good for him. Good. So he's going to be, is he going to be an athletic director someday? That's what he's going to do?
Well, I think more in the communications department.
He is? Oh, good for him.
Yeah, media kind of thing. He wants to be like you and me. Who wouldn't, you know?
No, well, if you get free trips to Dubai, I mean, you know, writing about French fries all the time. How awesome is
that? You know, I watched that offensive line play last night, Lance.
Yeah, did you see it?
What'd you think?
I thought Georgia.
Did you see they had to move a guy from guard to tackle, Ken?
You know well, what they say, Ken Hoffman? The ability to move a man against his will from point A to point B, there's no better feeling.
There's no better feeling because it's never been done.
Yeah, no, it's been done a lot of times, Ken.
No, you can't. It's impossible to move from tackle to guard. It's impossible.
Well, from tackle to guard is easy. It's from guard to tackle that rarely happens.
That doesn't happen.
And sometimes left to right, right to left doesn't happen very cleanly either.
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
Do you want to go over the biomechanics of why the right tackle to left tackle move is so difficult for some guys?
Don't make me hang up on you.
Remember when you fought, somebody said, remember when Ken Hoffman fought that chick one time? Remember, Ken?
Well, it was a boxing match. It was a sanctioned amateur boxing match.
I'm looking at it right now.
It didn't go great for him. She was a boxer.
How did you get beat by a girl?
That was at a Mug Awards, too.
Yeah, you know that happened. We had her on the show, and she had no sense of humor. You know, I was like teasing her about fighting like a girl, that kind of thing, you know? So she challenged me. And you know me, I'm neither a lover nor a fighter. And I haven't had a fight, serious, ever.
Ever.
I put on boxing gloves with her. I was well ahead on points. And in the third round, I said, just swing in my direction. I'm going down, you know.
But, you took a dive?
No, there was real, I watched the action. There was some action.
Why did you wear your bathrobe to the event?
I have very little regard for her as a boxer or a person. I just didn't like her. She hated me, by the way. But it was a real
Actually,
fight.
She did hate. No, that was
Why
real.
Why didn't you knock her ass
that's
out?
That's real. She did hate Ken.
Yeah. No, I know.
She did. But Lou Savarese, he gave me a couple of lessons, you know, what to do. But my arms were so tired after the first or second round, I could barely lift them. So, I didn't want to, beat up a girl in front of everybody. So I just said, you know, take a shot at me, I'll fall down. And I did.
Well,
I could have won that. You know, let the right.
No,
I won
you had no
fight.
Chance of winning. Zero chance. You got beat
That's
up by
true.
A girl.
That's not true. Oh. I could have won,
I love the bathrobe.
You know what was weird? I'll tell you what was really weird. We used to have these bodybuilders, these women on, and at the end of it, I'll always say, you know, let's arm wrestle. I can barely open my car, you know? I never lost an arm wrestling match against these girls, these bodybuilders. It was weird. You know, they were rippled. They had the veins coming out of their arms and all that. And but they're not that strong.
They're not that strong. Ken,
how do you feel about the new minor league manager for the Yankees who's a woman? How do you feel about that, Ken?
Yeah, was she in Staten Island? I'm all in favor of that stuff. I think the Giants got a GM who's a woman. I think that's a great idea. The women broadcasters, you know, I think women should absolutely be at the forefront.
Yeah, but they're just not very strong, those people.
I was teasing about that, John. they could have crushed me with their pinky if they wanted to.
No, we know. We're watching you fight right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you're really watching it?
Yeah.
All right, was I ahead on points?
No, you had
killed. No, you were not ahead on points.
KJ is the ref. He goes before the match. You go up and slapped her in the face. That's not right.
Wait, what? Right, I mean, well, I can't believe she hated
push
you.
Push him back.
I can't believe she hated you, Ken. That's amazing. I had no respect for her as a boxer or a person.
All right, so all right. It's all seriousness. Novak Djokovic was he said they weren't going to let him play. Now he's letting him play. You said you wouldn't watch if they let him play. Are you going to watch the Australian Open?
I won't watch him.
You won't watch
but,
him.
Nadal is playing. Zverev, all these people.
That's it. I can't listen to this.
That's all.
Wait, that's enough of that. No, we
no,
can't.
You just
to this.
Hung up on it.
No,
oh my
it's
God.
Tennis talk. Have standards. You said that was the rule. Oh live gosh. Up to your standards.
I'm just trying to have a little conversation
with
that's
him. That's enough.
That's not insulting to women, okay?
That's enough.
I'm just trying to do something to
he got beat up by a woman in a sanctioned amateur boxing match. That was enough. We can't continue to let Hoffy do this tennis thing to us.
No, you're right. No, that's on me.
Yeah.
That's totally on me.
Yeah.
Boy, this wasn't that long ago. Billy Lucci came with, he had two, do you see the women he had on his arm?
Yeah,
Billy
Lucci? Yeah, Lucci rolls like
Lucci
that.
Lucci does roll like that. Now skinny Lucci.
Is Lucci married?
No, he's never been married. What are you, crazy?
You sure?
Yeah. No, he's never been married. Is he married now? I don't believe he has.
No, I think he's still living his best life.
No, he's still living a great life. What are you talking about?
I think Lucci's going to be a lifelong bachelor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at
kind of like Stetson Bennett. You got to stop watching
he's
this.
He's actually getting his ass kicked.
Just retweet
it's
it.
It's 825 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780. That was our segment with Ken Hoffman talking tennis.
Yeah.
That's the amount of tennis that we can possibly talk. We can talk about Craig the Surf now, though.
We can talk about I'm reading Twitch. They find this to be a very interesting segment as well. Make sure that you reach out to my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You can go to LandZCars.com. That's where you get your purchase items. You can go find prices and selection. And they've got some great new offers going right now on the Chevy Silverado pickup trucks. I want to mention Chevy specifically right now. I drive a Chevy Traverse. Love it. The Chevy Silverado pickup 1500 LTD is available right now at discounted rate, 0% APR financing for very well-qualified buyers. Listen, I'm telling you right now, when it comes to Chevy, you can find new roads by simply going to LandZCars.com. When you're ready to buy the vehicle or even test drive the vehicle, just head on out to Angleton. It's about a 42-minute drive from downtown, but the savings are going to be substantial, and the trade-in value is unlike anything you're going to find anywhere else. They are going to make your car buying experience really something that will excite you and be well worth your trip out to Angleton. LandZCars.com. That's Gulf Coast Chevy. Make sure you check out Chevy. Find new roads.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You know, speaking of, and I haven't seen, but I know I get an email from Jimmy Shapiro. You get this email?
Yeah.
It's very interesting stuff going on here. And this is betonline.ag. We're with mybookie.ag. But betonline.ag has these props right now. And let me ask you which way you'd go. I mean, this is really, really interesting. NFC, right now, you can get them on the money line in the Super Bowl. Minus 130. AFC plus 100, basically even money. Would you take, which is the better? Because it's going to be one team against the other. Okay.
So I look at the top two. My top two are, so who's your top two?
Green Bay and Kansas City are probably the top two.
Well, but Green Bay and who? Versus somebody and who. So it's Green Bay. Who's the two seed in the NFC right now?
Tampa.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just say Green Bay or Tampa versus Kansas City and
Tennessee.
I think the 130 is worth it.
Well, actually, the Bills are the second favorite in the AFC.
No, they should be, but I'm just saying home field advantage. So then let's go three deep. So after Tampa, who would be the third? Who would be the third best team?
To this, it's Packers, Buccaneers, Cowboys,
Rams. Let's go four. Those are the four best.
Right.
So the AFC's four best, you throw in the...
Well, actually, Rams and Cowboys are tied for fourth.
Yeah,
for
those are your four. Those are your four best. And the four best in the AFC, you'll throw in the Bills. And
Bills,
then,
Titans, Chiefs, and Bengals.
Yeah, it feels like... It feels like NFC.
Well,
minus,
here's the deal, though. It's only going to be. It's going to be when it comes. When it's said and done, are you getting better odds than you would get if it's if it is a Green Bay versus Kansas City Super Bowl? What's the money line going to be?
I think it's Green Bay probably 2.5.
2.5.
So that's about what the money line.
Well, actually,
would be.
That's what the spread is right now. You can take the NFC right now. -2.5.
Yeah.
And the AFC plus 2.5.
Well, I think they're going one versus one. That was my idea what the number was, 2.5. And that's the money line for it. So, yeah, that makes sense. Now, where there's a wrinkle is if it's Green Bay versus Tennessee. If Tennessee keeps this going somehow, because Green Bay's going to be six.
It's
going to
be more, yeah.
Green Bay's going to be at least six.
That's what I'm asking is should you bet it now before you even know?
Worst case scenario.
I don't think. You know what?
Dallas Cowboys versus Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City would be probably a
3-point favorite.
A 3 to 4 point favorite.
Yeah.
That's not great.
No, but you can get them. You can get the Chiefs right now at +2.5.
Oh, you're just saying take the AFC plus a point.
Well, you know, because it could, I don't know.
When is Green Bay, when's the last time Green Bay continued to play as expected in the playoffs? We're just assuming that the regular season Green Bay is going to show up. When does that ever happen?
That's true. But even if it's Tampa against the Chiefs again, guess what? We saw what hit. We saw
sorry,
last
John.
Year.
Is New Orleans in the playoffs?
Yeah, and no, they're not. They're not in the playoffs.
Okay. Then Green Bay's fine. I mean, yeah, Green Bay's fine. Tampa is also a heckler, though, so that's the other big problem for Aaron Rodgers. There's two teams that are hecklers. New Orleans, not in. Good.
Yeah, I don't see the Rams going to – the Rams aren't going up to Green Bay and winning.
No. They're soft.
Tampa can.
They're too finesse.
Tampa can.
They've done it before.
I don't think the Cowboys can go up there and win.
Tampa's done it before, but
well, my question is,
you need touchdown Lenny.
It's more likely going to be Tampa or Green Bay. Do you want to take that -2.5 now? Because if it's not the Chiefs, it's going to be more than 2.5. If it's not the Chiefs, this is a good time to take 2.5. Here's another one: over 52.5 for the Super Bowl right now, without knowing who's in it.
One team's going to be an NFC team. Tampa's maybe not an over team this year.
If it's
year.
The Chiefs, I want the over. If it's not.
I actually like the under. I don't think it's any guarantee that the Chiefs get there. I don't think there's any guarantee. They have not, like Pat Mahomes has not been reliable throughout the year. So they don't run the ball well in cold weather. Yeah, I would rather take under now. I think that's a problem if you have Rams in the game, which I don't see. Cowboys are potentially an over team. Packers, I think, are an under team because they can defend. So, yeah, I'd probably take under. If by any, KC hasn't been as consistent offensively, Bills strike me as a potential over team. Tennessee strikes me as an under team. Although we'll see with this whole Derrick Henry thing. How intriguing is this that Derrick Henry could end up becoming a factor? Like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
No, that changes the whole world. That changes everything, especially with home field advantage.
I yeah.
They've got home field advantage. It'll probably be pretty cool up there in Nashville. Yeah, we're playing into March now, so it'll probably be pretty cool for the playoffs up there. And they can run the ball. They don't have to rely on the pass. The Titans are a real threat here with Derrick Henry coming back.
What are their Super Bowl odds? I'm going to look it up right now.
Right now?
I'm looking at a place that
their odds are 17-2. 17-2 right now for them to win the Super Bowl.
I'm looking at something that has them +850. Yeah.
850.
That's not bad.
No.
That's not bad. Now, you know, would you rather have them or Kansas City at +500?
I think I'd like
to. If they play, they're playing in Tennessee.
Yes.
And Tennessee has been kind of a heckler defensively.
Yes.
At times.
Tennessee
has a good front.
Defensively, yes.
And you're not going to be able to run on Tennessee.
And so, they're going to run on you.
And they're probably going to run on you with the way if Derrick Henry is healthy.
Even if he's not back. I mean, but Deontay Foreman has run the ball well for him.
Looking at the odds here, I think the best odds would be San Francisco plus 2,200. Steelers, no chance. Philadelphia, no chance. Who would you rather have? 49ers plus 2,200 or Rams plus 1,000?
49ers. Yeah.
I mean, to me, 49ers is an interesting play. And then what about Joey B and the Bengals? Plus 2,000. You got to get through a lot. You got to get through a lot of teams who have experience ahead of you.
They're the fourth favorite in the AFC. Right now, to win the AFC, they're 19-2, 9.5-1, just to win the AFC. Actually, they're behind the Patriots right now. They're fifth favorites. I can't trust the Bengals if you want to know the truth. I just can't. They're so talented, but they just are so up and down. 838.
Well, but it's at a price, though.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. You can pick what is the most likely scenario for the Super Bowl. Packers, Chiefs.
Yeah.
That's the favorite.
Obviously.
Packers, Titans is the second favorite.
I think Packers, Bills. What's that?
Packers, Bills is the third favorite.
Yeah, that's the one.
Tampa against the Chiefs, the rematch is 12-1.
If you're out there trying to make money, you go San Francisco versus New England?
San Francisco versus New England. Holy cow, you're going to get great odds. San Francisco, New England is 100-1.
Put a little something on that.
At 100-1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, you got Bill Belichick. It's a team that had been winning earlier in the season. Rookie quarterback's going to be tough.
And he doesn't have
Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be tough. But you know what? If you're looking for odds, I mean, Bill Belichick knows what it means to win in a tournament. And it's not like Kyle Shanahan can't get there. He knows how to get there.
I
tends to gag it when he's in the moment. But
I like San Francisco versus the Bills better. That's 55-1.
You can play two of them.
55-1.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where you're going to get some great odds. Taking the two favorites, Packers and Chiefs, is only bringing back 7-1. That's so much to do to get to only 7-1. That's not great odds. 839 ESPN 97.5. If y'all got some thoughts, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. So the Dolphins, it looks like it's over as far as Deshaun Watson goes with the Dolphins. Pat McAfee, Deshaun Watson wanted to go to Miami because of Brian Flores. The Tua situation was definitely part of this. And Stephen Ross has said, and I think this was probably a war about Deshaun Watson is why one of the big reasons Brian Flores isn't here, is no longer with them.
It's kind of known in football circles that Carolina really wanted Deshaun Watson, but the situation became, you know, it got to a point where they couldn't trade for him. But now, Matt Rhule now is on his potential last legs. He's going to be a little bit desperate. And I think he will do everything he can to bring in Deshaun Watson. So what I'm suggesting, straight up, Deshaun for Cam.
No, but is McCaffrey part of this?
I don't want him.
I don't want him either.
I don't want him for that money. You mean injury bug McCaffrey? No, thanks.
And oh, by the way, I think they want to deal him. They don't want to pay him that money when he just sits
because
there.
Because second contracts for running backs are awful. They're the worst contracts you can possibly give out. Ask the Rams with from Georgia.
Cam Akers, Florida State.
No.
Oh yeah. That worked out well.
Oh, I'm forgetting his name. We went to Atlanta. Ask the Cowboys with Zeke Elliott. Disaster. He hadn't even hit 1,000 yards rushing in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Look how much they're paying him. He's not even as good as Tony Pollard.
But wouldn't you? I mean, you solved the running. I guess you solved the running back situation here. I guess you do.
Until he gets hurt again.
Okay. McCaffrey and a 1 and a 2 for Deshaun.
Well, I mean, look, he's talented. You're just basically at this point, you are taking on a big number for an injury prone, talented running back. A first, a second McCaffrey. Does McCaffrey have value on a below-average team? Not really. But how about two firsts and McCaffrey? Because you're doing them a favor by taking on McCaffrey.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. is, yeah, you're getting talent, but he's not healthy. And
but this is where you can take on a salary if you've got a quarterback who's on rookie deal, a rookie third-round deal. I mean, you can absolutely. Yeah,
Torrey Andrews, Saints fan, said, except for Alvin Kamara, we'll give it a year. Usually takes about a year. By the way, Alvin Kamara was out for some time this year, too. But let's see if Alvin stays healthy and happy all next year. No, I mean, if I'm taking on that contract, no. I want more than a one and a two. That's not enough.
Well,
if
you got Deshaun, two ones. You got McCaffrey.
If Deshaun could fetch you three number ones, why do I want to take on a salary of an injury-prone running back? No, it's... Tell you what, you give us three ones and McCaffrey.
Who's better, McCaffrey or David Johnson, in your mind right now?
Well, who scored more over the last three? Who had more yards rushing over the last 4 weeks of the season?
They shut McCaffrey down.
Because he was hurt again.
Yeah, well.
David Johnson had more rushing yards. The greatest ability is availability.
Yeah, no, I've heard that. But you also have Rex Burkhead as your starter now.
I don't want a guy who's hurt all the time. And I got to pay him top dollar. The sleeping bag already has John Wall, Deshaun Watson, Justin Verlander. How many more do you want to add?
Well, this is the home you wanna, for
and
sleeping.
Now you want to add
this
McCaffrey?
Is the sleeping bag.
No, home. I don't want to keep Yao Ming, Tracy McGrady. This Houston is the hub. It's your hub for players who are high-dollar players who are injured who don't play. No, thanks. I'm not trying to get another Will Fuller. No, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in that. So, no, that sounds great in theory, but I don't want him. If I had a good team, I'd be interested. It's worth the risk. A bad team, that's like having a good closer, an expensive closer for a 72-win team. For what?
So you can win 72 games.
Who cares? No
you
one
can't
cares.
Win. Okay, good luck with Rex Burkhead and David Johnson going forward. Have fun with that.
A good season next year, seven wins. How about I get a running back in a fourth round and not pay Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, well, good luck with that. You can't find them. They're just except
running back. I literally have put on a coat when it's gotten cold for the first time and found a running back in my pocket that could get 1,000. I'm like, what the hell? There's a $20 bill in this pocket and a 1,000-yard runner in the other pocket in my coat the first time it got cold. That's how easy they are to find. Orlandis Gary says, what's the big deal? This is the easiest thing I've ever done in my life, 1,000 yards. Just give me the carries. Well, it's harder now when you have to split carry. Tony Pollard would have 1,200 yards if they let him be the lead runner.
Yeah, no, I agree. 844 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I heard Joel yesterday talking about Doc Linville, and I was like, hey, I want to talk about Doc Linville.
Because
he got it done. But now he's in a different stage right now because it takes about eight months for it to grow in, and he's seeing the results now. But it's, you know, hey, you got to have a little bit of patience. But here's the deal, is the process couldn't be better. He was talking about, and I did it, and my hair is, you know, just thick and luxurious. And it's all because of Doc Linville. And I'm way ahead of Joel. He's in the infant stages of where he's going with his hair. But he already loves the process. He's got that hairline back. The doc can start the hairline. He can do behind, you know, the back. I had a 99. I had a giant divot out of the back of my head, and Doc filled that in for me.
And, like UGK said, got front and back and side to side.
That's you're damn right.
Yeah.
Like, thank you, Eugene K., whoever you are. It's unbelievable, the neo-craft and what Doc Linville does. Listen, guys, it's a new year. Be a new you. Have some hair. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Eugene K.
Clean.
Uh-oh. Is it clean?
It is.
You best watch, Aaron.
It's clean. You know it's clean right from the hook. If it wasn't clean, you'd know it right off the bat. So we're good.
You clean that up.
This is Eugene K. Bun B used to be in Eugene K. along with Pimp C. I was wearing my Pimp C socks the other day, but they're gold and purple, so they don't really match a whole lot of stuff.
So, Eugene K. is
Twitter. Twitch loves that you call it Eugene K. They just put Eugene K. goat emoji
in the morning.
Nothing like some Eugene K. in the morning.
I grew up on this.
Go Eugene, go. Okay. All right.
So that was the track that I was referencing for Doc Linville, but it makes sense. You said front, back, side to side. I mean, mm-hmm. It just made sense.
Bumpy and Eugene K.
So somebody who has not been listening to the show from the beginning, so let's reset this. First of all, what started off, I never personally found the Georgia-Alabama game to be boring. Quite the contrary. I thought it was very exciting. Not in terms of offensive action, but I thought the fear of a mistake leading to double digits felt insurmountable. You couldn't get down 10. We know Georgia cannot play catch up with Stetson Bennett. We just know that they're not built to play catch up ball. They had to stay in reasonable control. So that game to me, I don't care that it was lower scoring headed into the fourth quarter. I still felt the tension, the nerves, the field position, that you had to make plays when they were there. Georgia moved the ball through two big plays, a James Cook run. That's Dalvin Cook's little brother. He had a big run, and before that you had Pickens with the long catch, over 50-yard catch. So there was a lot of, like, to me, despite it being a lower-scoring game, it's just like a lower-scoring baseball game, like a pitcher's duel. I still found the football and the gamesmanship and the understanding of how to manage a game and try to – it was very physical football. I mean, Georgia was flying around, hitting. Alabama was hitting. This was physical, old-school SEC football is what this broke into. This was not the, hey, we're going – now, you may have seen wide receivers spread out all over the field, but the speed is so substantial, especially for Georgia, that they're able to cover it up. It helped that Michi didn't play and Jamison Williams, because if both of them play, we might have had the same result as the first game.
Maybe.
But I found it to be...
You can't lose that many. Unless you're Ohio State, you can't lose that many wide receivers and
still
win.
No, it's impossible. Only Ohio State is that deep, yep. And they're even deeper than Alabama. Well, but you saw some
Jamison
young...
Williams.
You saw the kid Hall, the freshman. He came in and made some plays, too, although he had a huge drop in the game on a throw where back... throwing off platform, falling off, just a perfect throw by Bryce Young, and he dropped it at about the 6-yard line. Yeah. It was a monster. But
is that the one that Bill O'Brien? No, somebody slipped.
There was a different one. Somebody slipped, and Bill O'Brien went enraged in the press box. But if you didn't stay up long enough, which is possible, Georgia ended up. It actually turned into fireworks in the fourth quarter. Alabama took a lead. Alabama tied it. Kicked the field goal from the 3-yard line. It was 13-12. Then there was a crazy fumble play that involved, was it a pass? Was it a fumble? Was the ball recovered inbounds or out of bounds? Because the guy who recovered it as it was going out of bounds, he didn't even think twice about it. He thought it was just like, he wasn't even trying to get a foot in. And it was an unbelievably iconic play in a national championship game. Alabama turns around.
It seemed like somebody wants somebody to have the ball here. I mean, that call was questionable at best.
I thought it was the right call, though. Were you watching where you could listen to it?
No.
Okay. As Terry, whatever, the guy who handles the officiating, as he discussed the point of the ball going up, and he went through the whole process. It was very interesting to hear an official breakdown, how they look for it, what they look for. Number one, the foot was definitely inbounds.
Yes.
So the ball was possessed for sure. Going through the process of whether or not that was a fumble, it was really interesting listening to an official say, look, even though the hand's coming forward, if he talked about if the action makes the ball come forward, the action of the guy hitting him, then that doesn't count as ball coming forward.
He explained a lot
of stuff.
Yeah.
But they scored a touchdown, and then Georgia, Stetson Bennett, and this was a big part of the early conversation, this is a walk-on, a former preferred walk-on, a guy who grew up, was born in a Georgia onesie coming home from the hospital. His whole life, his whole family, everything is dog football. He finally gets a chance to play for his team, walks on, be part of the team. He's a third stringer to start the season. He's somehow becomes a starter, gets blown out or gets beaten fairly soundly by Alabama, and legitimately he's potentially going to be the reason that they can't win a national championship, and the kid has an unbelievable drive down the field throwing the football for a touchdown. They get a pick six after that. That's all she wrote. Nick Saban loses his second game of the year to a former assistant. Jimbo got him first. He lost to, I just want to make sure you know this, he lost to Stetson Bennett and Zach Calzada this year. It might be time for Nick to hang it up.
Yeah,
Smart. I take it back. Bill O'Brien lost to Zach Calzada, and because no one's calling for Nick's head, but they're all calling for Bill O'Brien's head. Alabama
fans
are this morning.
Don't worry. Somebody is going to give Bill O'Brien, get him out of there. His rehab is over. 1 year, his rehab is over, and he's going to be
the head coach
of an NFL or a college team.
Do you think Nick says you got to go, and maybe that's why Bill's agent's starting to push all these rumors out there? It might be one of those things where he says, all right, I want to go. Hey, we need you to find your job, and then I'm going to, you know, we want to go in a different direction. And so Bill's got to get it planted out there to as many job possibilities as leaked that so anybody who's interested calls his agent. That would make some sense that might be happening because Alabama fans really strongly dislike him, probably more than Texans fans because SEC fans just hate harder.
That is,
it just means more in the SEC, John.
He didn't damage them nearly as much as he damaged us.
He went to a national championship game, and Alabama fans just have more. SEC fans have more hate in their heart. I think that's fair to say, right?
Yeah.
Aggies have become more hateful since they joined the SEC.
Yeah.
Remember the good Aggs, the good old-fashioned, like, boy, them in Nebraska, when they get together, it's just good old fun and happiness and hugging. And now the SEC, now that they've been in the SEC for a decade, there's a little more hate in their hearts.
No, I see hate in the heart. Like Todd here, Farquharson,
he's a more hateful person.
He is hateful.
Aggies have become a little, you know, more hateful because that's what the SEC would do to you. So Stetson Bennett, it was an unbelievable story. The walk-on who leads his team, you know, his family's team, just everything about it. He was crying on the sideline. All the players are coming over congratulating him. It was really a great scene. Now, one of the things so we talked about that. The other thing we talked, if you guys want to jump in, go ahead.
But on the other side
we're going to talk Coach about Kelly. is Brian Flores was fired.
Yeah.
What if Brian Flores came to Houston and replaced David Culley? Could this start the ball rolling on Deshaun Watson potentially reconsidering and vice versa? We will get into that here in 3 minutes.
On the other side. Well, and HRP is what we're talking about right now. If you're looking for that payroll company that's going to be perfect for your business, then we've got it for you. I don't care what your business is. They're going to come in, and they're going to customize a plan for you. It's not cookie cutter. One of the reasons that we're with HRMP, the main reason that we're with HRMP is because we had another payroll company when we first started here at Gal Media, and we grew. We went from like 25 to 75 employees, and they didn't grow with us. They were like, no, sorry, that's the cost. That's the price. And we're like, wait a minute. When you buy in bulk, you're supposed to get a better price. And HRMP knows that. If you've got a business of 15 people and a business of 1,000 people, obviously you're not going to charge as much for the payroll for 1,000 people. That's how this works. And so they'll customize a plan that's perfect for your business. It's never cookie cutter. It's never the same. Customize for your needs, your wants. And oh, by the way, it's payroll and it's HR and all the other stuff. They're going to help you get through that. They help us get through all of our taxes. They help us get through everything business-wise, especially during the pandemic. They awesome. They'll be awesome for you. You give them a call and let's go. HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
To call into the HRP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.